Danielle, it's underway, and I got to let you in on a little secret. We have been in the United States with the London Knights, and as we got back last night, it was about 1 a.m., and a couple of the players got off the bus going, we're back in Canada. You know what that means? Smile cookies. I'm not
Oh,
kidding. True story.
that's amazing. I have to say, I'm not surprised, Mike, because the campaign and the people involved have done such a tremendous job at promoting it and making sure that the community is well aware that the proceeds go to support some really important initiatives. So that's so great that the members of the London Knights are on board too. Great to hear it.
All right, well, let's talk about Smile Cookie Week because it's a lot of fun. There's chocolate chunk cookies. They have smiles on them made of icing. How do you make a chocolate chunk cookie better? Danielle, don't you just put icing on it? Doesn't that do it?
Oh, that's exactly it. And I've decorated many this week, dozens and dozens, and I can tell you, and I've eaten plenty of them, too many actually, but that's exactly it. Just a
That's
smile. That's all you need.
What it's all about, though. We've got to eat them. So make sure that if you are heading through Tim Hortons, you are asking for, well, you can ask for one smile cookie. You can also ask for a lot. And then we've got proceeds from these cookies doing things in our community. Danielle, what are they doing?
Yeah, so we're really grateful. The Ontario Student Nutrition Program is receiving the proceeds from the Smile Cookie campaign in Dorchester and in Aylmer and Elgin. And so what that means is that the proceeds will go to support school food programs. And Mike, Student Nutrition Ontario estimates that the cost of a healthy snack at school for students is $1.50, and the cost of a Smile Cookie is $1.50. So it works out beautifully because for every Smile Cookie that's purchased, that's providing a healthy snack for a student at school.
Let's talk a little bit about kids and nutrition and some of the things that you might be seeing. We're talking with Danielle Findlay, Supervisor of Community Relations for the Ontario Student Nutrition Program. And we know that sometimes we maybe overlook, or you think, oh no, kids just bring their bag lunches and that's what they do. What are you seeing in schools?
Yeah, it's a great question, Mike. And I think that there's a lot of misconceptions out there. People often think that when kids are eating at school, it's because they're coming from food insecure households. And while that's a reality for some children, and right now we know that affordability pressures are a real challenge for most people right now, there's a variety of reasons that children are arriving hungry to school or hungry throughout the day. So we've got students at school that are involved in early morning extracurriculars, expending a great amount of physical activity. They're just when they get up in the morning, I've got two teenagers myself. I cannot get them to eat breakfast despite my best efforts. They're just simply not hungry in the morning. There's other students, particularly those that are in rural areas or in areas where there are large boundaries, like French immersion sites that are on bus rides in the morning for upwards of an hour. So even if they eat breakfast when they rise, they may, by the time they arrive at school, be hungry. And student children and youth are just growing very rapidly. And so there are very many reasons why students are hungry at school. And in order for them to achieve the best academic results and outcomes, and in order for them to be well nourished and ready to learn, they've got to have access to food at school.
And we know there are so many ties to that. We've seen so much research done that says if you are hungry, paying attention, yeah, no, your body keeps saying, yeah, but I'm hungry. Yeah, but I need to pay attention in math, but I'm hungry. And we know that there is a big correlation there. And that's really interesting, the idea that we do think about food insecure households, but what a great point. The idea that kids might run out the door to go to an early practice and we have to rely on them sometimes feeding themselves or who knows, even taking them a lunch that would be provided for them in the fridge. They might just run out the door and say, not hungry now. I'll work it out or I'll order skip, things like that.
Yes. Well, and we've got students, some of them that are getting themselves ready in the morning. And, you know, there's, again, as a mother of two teens, at times they're just not, they're running out the door when they're busy and they're rushed and they're forgetting their lunch or they're not effectively preparing. And so we just want to ensure that they do have that nourishment. And to your point, Mike, I mean, you and I as adults and throughout our workday, if we're hungry and we're sitting in long meetings or we're trying to absorb what's coming at us, it's challenging to do so. So it's just, it's a great way to get kids back to eating. It's a provision of vegetables and fresh fruits and vegetables and getting them back to eating whole healthy foods. And it's a great program. And again, it impacts students from a variety of backgrounds for a number of different reasons.
Danielle Finley joining us, Supervisor of Community Relations for the Ontario Student Nutrition Program. And that's what the Smile Cookie Campaign is raising money for. 100% of the proceeds from those cookies are donated to local charities, including the Ontario Student Nutrition Program. Danielle, as a final note, take us through how the program works within schools. What sorts of things are being provided and how are those things being provided?
Yeah, great question, Mike. So again, it's a provision of fresh fruits and vegetables. We really want to ensure that the kids are receiving whole and healthy food as part of the program. And we're heavily reliant on volunteers. It's school staff giving their own time, and it's community volunteers and parents that come in to support this program. And without them, it would be very challenging for us to run. So here at VON and the Ontario Student Nutrition Program, we are very grateful for the work that the schools and the community volunteers put into the programs, and of course, of what our donors give as well. We receive seed funding rather from the government, and we do rely on the generosity of community donations as well. And we're very grateful for that. So we try to make it so that students that have access to this program feel that they can do so without stigma and that they have access to good, as I said, whole foods throughout the day when they need it.
Smile Cookie Week lasts until May 5th. So if you haven't eaten a Smile Cookie yet, please don't deprive yourself. Please go and eat one or many. This is the week when we're encouraged to eat cookies. We need to take advantage of this. Danielle, thank you so much for the work that you do. Thanks for talking about it with us.
Thanks, Mike. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.